Okay, so okay, so we're going to recite refuge verse and then short mandala. Okay, good afternoon. Yeah, Lodo is coming back. He's we are waiting for Lodo. Just kidding. Okay. So last week we just finished up to chapter 17. So, oh, sorry about that. Verse 17, yeah? We just finished up to verse 17. So, as we leave, we talk about bodhicitta has two types of bodhicitta, wishing bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta, yeah? So, wishing bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta. So, wishing bodhicitta, I mentioned that we just wish is really not engaged with action. Yeah, just to go to school. Yeah, I don't show really action. Wishing bodhicitta, then engaging bodhicitta means which bodhicitta accomplish sees perfection, which bodhicitta show of factions. So, sees perfections, yeah, sees perfection of generality, perfection of patience, diligence, yeah, then which one? There's one more, perfection of wisdom, but we really don't have perfection, yeah, perfection is patience sometimes, but we really don't have perfection. Patience. That's why different ways to explain perfection means somebody crossed the border, yeah? Bought, yeah? So it's like somebody already crossed the border, crossed the ocean, river, already crossed the river by boat or something, yeah? It's just like it's perfection. Perfection means somebody already crossed the path of enlightenment. It's like already crossed the Buddha's path. It's like attain Latin pair there. Actually, it is already like. Yeah, usually it is a school and consequence. Middle way say sure. And consequence say even not already sure, already cross the river, yeah, but still they are really crossing. They are still crossing the river. Yeah? Yeah, that's so. Anyway, here we are talking about wishing bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta. That's really have to, is really important, engaging bodhicitta, wishing bodhicitta. What is the difference between wishing bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta, yeah? Yeah, there's, actually, also, we have to know that, what is the cause of bodhicitta, yeah? Cause of bodhicitta, how generate bodhicitta, yeah? How bodhicitta? Everybody know that, yeah? Generate bodhicitta, there are seven cause and effect. Yeah? First, we have to pair the seven cause and effect, then start to generate bodhicitta. Yeah? Sometimes it's really, it's indefinite. It is not, what is the indefinite, yeah? Uncertainty. Is uncertainty to generate wishing bodhicitta and engage in bodhicitta. Sometimes when you get bodhicitta path, sometimes you first generate wishing bodhicitta, sometimes you first generate engaging bodhicitta. Engaging bodhicitta really is kind of preliminary, is first you have to have gain bodhicitta vow, yeah? Engaging bodhicitta. And wishing bodhicitta, you don't have to gain bodhisattva. Bodhicitta vow. It's clear, yeah? Yeah, that's what. It means like when you engage in bodhicitta, sometimes first when we start to generate bodhicitta, yeah? It's not uncertainty, or this is first generate and this second generate. Oh, we don't say like, oh, first generate wishing bodhicitta and second generate engage bodhicitta. We don't say like this. It's uncertainty sequence, yeah? Uncertainty, what do you say? Yeah, uncertainty. It's no sequence. There's no sequence to generate wishing bodhicitta and engage in bodhicitta, yeah? It's clear, yeah? If I say there is no sequence to generate, yeah. Maybe sometimes you generate wishing bodhicitta. After wishing bodhicitta, then you generate engaging bodhicitta. Yeah? So, actually here we, wishing bodhicitta is really, wishing bodhicitta, actually accompany with, practice of any of six perfection, but it's not manifestly accompany with practice of six perfection, yeah? Engaging bodhicitta is always manifestly, practice manifestly, or always accompany with six perfection manifestly. It's clear, yeah? So, yeah, engaging bodhicitta. So, now here we're talking about this verse 17, okay, in Tibetan we recite Changchu Mumbi Semlene Kotsen Debu Chenjunya Chidan Jubi Semjendu Sunam Junchan Juan means. Yeah, here what we say like wishing bodhicitta, of course, if we have wishing bodhicitta, we have accumulated lots of merit, result of wishing bodhicitta, or result of generating, how to say, merits of practicing wishing bodhicitta is of course very very extensive, but result of wishing bodhicitta practice, yeah, result of bodhicitta is not continuous, sometimes interrupt by angry, or sometimes interrupted by destructive mind, interrupted by sleeping times, yeah. But engaging bodhicitta, result of engaging bodhicitta, result of merit, yeah, engaging bodhicitta is not interrupted, uninterrupted, is always continuous. Even you are in a while you are destructive mind, still your merit is increase. Even you are sleeping, once you have engaged in bodhicitta, even you are sleeping, your merit is increase. Once you have engaged in bodhicitta, even you have distracted mind, your merit is increase. Yeah, that is the kind of different between wishing bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta. Different reason between engaging bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta, yeah? Yeah, different reason, that's why. So here they're talking about different reason, engaging bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta, yeah? Yeah.
Would know for sure that I wish to have bodhicitta or something like that. Now, engaging bodhicitta, how would I know I'm engaged in bodhicitta act?
So first you think, do you
from,
think...
From an individual perspective, from a personal perspective.
Yeah, this all kind of how do we know engaging bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta by your experience, practice of experience. But we don't say we have wishing bodhicitta, yeah? Do you think so we have wishing bodhicitta? What do you think?
I have no idea.
Actually, bodhicitta has two types of bodhicitta, yeah? Wishing bodhicitta, engaging bodhicitta. Do we have wishing bodhicitta or not? What do you think wishing bodhicitta, how do you explain wishing here? Yeah, wishing bodhicitta here means you have already bodhicitta, but you wish to, you really wish to get your destination to help sentient beings. You wish to attain enlightenment for help sentient beings. You wish to, yeah, attain enlightenment for sentient beings, yeah? But wishing bodhicitta is since you generate bodhicitta. But do you think, it doesn't mean like we wish, yeah? When we do pray, when we recite a refuge verse, yeah? Sanje, Jodhana, Janju, Bhadda, Dagin, Dola, Pesha, Sanje. So it's like kind of motivation. We generate motivation. We generate altruistic motivation. Motivation, yeah? But do we have wishing bodhicitta? No. Do we wish? Yes, we wish, yeah? Wish to attain enlightenment. We wish to attain enlightenment for sake of sentient beings. Yeah? But we wish, but we don't have wishing bodhicitta. Wishing bodhicitta is bodhicitta. Yeah, is... Wishing bodhicitta is really not sure action to practice sees perfection. It's like very manifestly. It's like wishing. If you think about that, who has wishing bodhicitta? Who has wishing bodhicitta? Who has wishing bodhicitta? There are lots of bodhisattva, yeah? Bodhisattva. Who has wishing bodhicitta?
Oh, but they are not
both,
they don't have action bodhicitta?
Yeah, just we talk about like accumulation of merit. First, which one is the first path?
Yeah, accumulation.
Accumulation of path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of sin, path of meditation. If you think about that, path of sin, when bodhisattva or stage of path of sin, yeah, path of sin, yeah, then it has wishing bodhicitta, it doesn't have engaging bodhicitta, yeah?
When they are in the meditation of emptiness, they only have wishing.
Yeah.
But if they are out of after meditation, of course they have engaging.
Yeah, engaging bodhicitta, yeah, like this, yeah, yeah.
But look at what you want to say is, does the path of preparation or accumulation, do they have wishing?
This is sometimes is not sure, because some are path of preparation has wishing bodhicitta. Some are path of preparation doesn't have wishing bodhicitta, engaging bodhicitta. It depends how they gain bodhisattva vow before path of preparation. If they already gain bodhisattva vow before path of preparation, then they have engaging bodhicitta. But even path of preparation can be meditative equipoise. Some path of preparation, yeah? Yeah, meditative equipoise. Yeah, it's path of bodhisattva who has path of preparation can be can meditate on emptiness. Yeah, while they are meditating on emptiness, then they don't have engaging bodhicitta. Yeah, because their mind is very single pointed mind. Yeah. Yeah, once you practice any of six perfection, then your mind, it cannot be single-pointed mind on emptiness, yeah? Because you think about generals or kind of different objects, yeah? Yeah, okay, this actually is really... Yeah, just like if you say path of accumulation, yeah? When you get path of accumulation merit, path of accumulation, first time when you enter in path of accumulation, who didn't get bodhisattva vow, then he has like engaging bodhicitta.
Hmm?
Huh? Yeah, 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 yeah.
They don't have,
yeah. Yeah, wishing bodhicitta is actual bodhicitta, yes, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Wishing bodhicitta is bodhicitta, yeah.
One through the contemplation, why is the actual bodhicitta? So you're talking about here, they through analytic meditation, they generate bodhicitta, but they don't have the shamatha, then they don't have wishing bodhicitta. Is that what you're saying?
No, here I mean it like once they don't have bodhicitta. Wishing bodhicitta is actual bodhicitta. Here we see like bodhicitta has two types of bodhicitta, yeah? Actually, two types of bodhicitta and wishing bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta. this other way, like kind of conventional bodhicitta and ultimate bodhicitta. There are two types, other bodhicitta. Ultimate bodhicitta is no bodhicitta. But I don't want to make you confused. Here, wishing bodhicitta is bodhicitta. It's real bodhicitta, okay? Actual bodhicitta. Yeah, we could not have bodhicitta. We could not have wishing bodhicitta without bodhicitta. Yeah? Once you have wishing bodhicitta, you have bodhicitta. Yeah? Once you have wishing bodhicitta, you have bodhicitta. Yeah, action bodhicitta is bodhicitta, but sometimes action bodhicitta is bodhisattva who really show action to practice any of six perfection. Wishing bodhicitta is bodhisattva who doesn't show action or practice six perfection, like bodhisattva who are stage or path of sin. Like, yeah? Yeah, it's maybe like this is clear, wishing bodhicitta. Yeah, this is, okay. So, now here, wishing bodhicitta, engaging bodhicitta is more beneficial than wishing bodhicitta, yeah? Once you have engaging bodhicitta, your merit, your virtues increase while you are sleeping, while your mind is distracted. Yeah, that is really kind of amazing, you know. But we have to think about that. How increase? But it's like kind of result of practice engaging bodhicitta. It's really amazing. That's why bodhicitta is really essential to practice dharma. Practice dharma. Whatever you practice dharma, even you like here now we're talking about engaging bodhicitta. This verse now here is a beneficial of engaging bodhicitta. Intibhyane kaane zunde semjian kan tayerudu doyish mudobai semjiz semte yanda langjiba. Maybe I read in English also. I can practice to read in my English. Just kidding. Yeah, I read in English, okay? English in verse 17, yeah? Although the result of spirit of expiring for awakening. Here, expiring means here wishing bodhicitta, okay? Awakening is great. Actually, wishing bodhicitta is very great. Within the circle of existence, it's still not like the continual state of merit on the spirit of venturi, yeah? It's clear, yeah? Wishing bodhicitta is great, but result of merit of wishing bodhicitta is not continue. Result of wishing bodhicitta is not continue. It means can be interrupted, yeah? Can be interrupted by while we are sleeping, while we have distracting mind, okay? Now, second chapter, verse 17. Kahane zunde semjian ka thayerudu doish mudubai semjian semde yanda langjirva. From the time that one adopts that spirit with an irreversible attitude for the sake of liberating limitless semjian beings. Yeah? But here is really, is very concise, very summarized. In Tibetan, we say, "Kahane zungde semchen ka thayero do doj mudobe." Since you have engaged in bodhicitta, since you have engaged in bodhicitta, you can liberate, a lot of semchen beings from the suffering, samsara. Yeah, yeah. Engaging bodhicitta is the essential essential to have us to liberate sentient beings from the samsara. Once we don't have engaged bodhicitta, we cannot liberate sentient beings out from samsara, because once we don't have engaged in bodhicitta, we cannot attain enlightenment. That means main point. Yeah. If we really want to attain enlightenment, engage in bodhicitta is essential. Yeah? That's why here talking about that. Okay. Then ten de zun de ni loga pa me chu jan su nam shu je me che ba tma chi nang ka nya ba ro den ju s. Then verse 19, from that moment on, an uninterrupted stream of merit equal to the sky constantly arise even when one is asleep or distracted. I mentioned that, yeah? Is resolve engaged in bodhicitta is continuous, always continuous. Once we have engaged in bodhicitta, our merit is always increased. Even you have distracted mind, even you are sleeping. Yeah, our merit is increased moment by moment. Yeah, this is, yeah, engaging bodhicitta is really amazing, yeah? So, then, is the reason of engaging bodhicitta, yeah? Do you have some question about engaging, wishing bodhicitta? It's clear, yeah? Yeah.
Does that imply then that a normal person like me doesn't have engaging bodhicitta? Is my merit decreasing when I sleep?
Actually, it's really not decreasing, but it depends. Maybe like us, you know, is normal ordinary person like us. If we have really too much kind of destructive mind, too much negative mind, or too much always agitated mind, even we are asleep, maybe our merit is maybe decreased. Even we are ordinary person, if you have positive mind, is maybe normal or maybe can increase. Too much distracted mind, too much agitated mind, maybe decrease. Like sometimes, because like if we have like too much anger, too much negative, even in sleeping time, that's everything like defense motivation, yeah? Before you sleep, if you have sleep with good motivation, then you're all married. You're sleeping. While you're sleeping, it will be virtuous, yeah? Your sleeping will be virtuous. If you sleep with agitated, angry, or something, your sleeping will be non-virtuous, yeah? If your sleeping is non-virtuous, then of course, decrease your merit, whatever, yeah? Yeah, that's what it is, Abhidhamma Kosha is very, even you sleep, everything is depends on motivation. Even you come here teaching, okay, if you have really good motivation with teaching, while you are staying in teaching, yeah? In teaching, all your action is virtuous. Yeah? There's everything is your motivation, yeah? Sleeping with good motivation, your sleeping will be virtuous. Yeah, it's kind of yeah, like this. Yeah, this all like everything is depends on motivation. That's why we always say when you come to teaching, when whatever you do, like do something with motivation of bodhicitta, motivation of altruistic mind. Yeah? Yeah, that's what. Then, jemi cheba tumaji namka nyamba rabdun jums. Yeah, is resolve engaging bodhicitta is like kind of equal to space of sky. It's kind of infinitive. Resolve engaging bodhicitta is infinitive, and wishing bodhicitta is kind of finitive. Yeah, it's a kind of different resolve. Yeah, then verse 20, dene teba tamjeba lamzang chin ni shu ba le meme simje ten ji ju de jin shi ba ni ji sums. Then in English, the Tathagata himself cogently asserted this in the Subha. What is it? Subha, how to recite this? I don't know how to recite. Subha Brujaya? 18th
verse? Verse
20.
I think it's the name of the text.
Yeah, name of text, yeah. In Tibetan, we say like Lamzang Chin Shubha. Shubha is a kind of text of sutra, is name of text sutra. For the sake of beings who are inclined towards the lesser vehicle, yeah? So here is the kind of, this verse is show that proof that reason of engaging bodhicitta is infinitive, reason of bodhicitta is endless, unlimited, yeah? Yeah, that's why they prove that. Why Buddha, Tathagata, why Buddha say proof like that? Because Buddha proved that, because in a inclined, some sentient beings, maybe like, okay, is easy way to say, some sentient beings, okay, I don't want to practice bodhicitta, it's too much complicating, a lot of things to do, I don't want to do it, maybe just like discourage yourself, I couldn't do it. Okay, it's better for me to practice Hinayana. Yeah? If you practice Hinayana, okay, I can come out from samsara, can come out from suffering, yeah? Samsara. It's better to practice. That's why is for Buddha proved that for the people who discourage to practice bodhicitta. Yeah? That's why Buddha said it's not enough only practice Hinayana. You have to practice Mahayana. When you practice Hinayana, you can come out from the samsara, but you cannot help sentient beings. Yeah? So if you really want to help sentient beings come out from samsara, you have to practice bodhicitta. Yeah? That's why he proved that courage, encourage a person to practice bodhicitta. Okay. Then, verse 21, yeah? 21 is in Tibetan, it's really important, you know? Verse, a well-intentioned person who thinks, I shall eliminate headaches of sentient beings, bears immeasurable merit. Clear, yeah? So, like, if we just only wish, only really wish sincerely to a person who has headache and wish them come out from the headache, of course, you accumulate a lot of merit. Then, of course, if you wish all sentient beings come out from samsara, all sentient beings, yeah, come out from samsara, then you accumulate is endless merit. Yeah? That's why here we say, Pendo Samba Sunampami Dengina. Yeah, it's like limit, infinitive merit. If we wish all sentient beings come out from samsara, infinity merit once you have engaged in bodhicitta. Yeah?
Hold on, are we streaming this?
Somebody's calling on the
okay.
Yeah, we have a translator, yeah. Translator, yeah, so.
Yeah.
La animală. La animală. Animală. Yeah, he said. Animală. He said it's not clear. Yeah, it's kind of. There are lots of people there. Animala. Oh, Nimala. Nimala.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, I think that they have internet problem. So, anyway, here we are talking of a result of engaging bodhicitta, yeah? Engaging bodhicitta. So, now here we are, we're going to read verse 22. Verse 22 is Sumjin Reri Medewa Pada Meba Senduji Reri Yande Pamedu Dubandova Mujigu. Yeah, Dubandova Mujigu. Then here in English, okay, what then of a person who desire to remove the incomparable pain of every single being and indulge them with immeasurable good qualities. It's clear, yeah? I think so, yeah. This is a Simjian Reji Medewa Pada. If you have really wishing to eliminate each person's suffering, like stomach ache or headache, if you have kind of that wishing, of course, then wishing of bodhicitta is the reason of engaging bodhicitta is immeasurable. Yeah, infinitive, because engaging, once you have engaged in bodhicitta, you concern on all sentient beings suffering.
Hello.
No, only each person.
Hello.
Hello, Nimala.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, yes, David, yes. I can hear you.
Hello, Nimala.
No, I can't hear in the Skype, but I'm calling on, this is my phone, online. No Skype. You can call me again. I call you guys, but not picking up at all.
It's okay. We slowly do it here.
Okay.
Okay. Then. Yeah, I think there is everything is clear. And then verse 23 in Tibetan. Palm yana maya rung, silan dindi pensin yu, hada tason na jero, samba layan duyu dans. Then in English, who has even a mother or father with such altruism? Would the gods, sages, or Brahma have it? Nimala. Ask him to turn off.
Hello?
I think there's metal in here.
Yeah. It's noisy. Maybe you do this. I think so. You clear about wishing bodhicitta, engage bodhicitta, yeah? Clear. So, now here, verse 23. Palm yana mayarun, silandu nipensi, hada chanson na jarun, sambalayan, do you dance? Then you see in English, nimala. Who has even a mother or father with such altruism? Will the gods, sages, Brahma have it? Yeah? Yeah? So, but actually, like us, okay. Yeah, actually, even our father, mother, gods, sages, whatever, they really love to, even like parents, they love their children, yeah? Parents, they love their children. But parents' love from the children is, we call like, is like bias. Then, but Bodhisattva, love to all sentient beings, yeah, is unbiased and is really pure love. Sometimes when once we have attachment to each other, our love is not pure. Unpure is like biased love. Because that's why we say like unbiased love as bodhicitta, bodhisattva is very, very good. It's really difficult to destroy, is very difficult to interrupt by something, yeah? But our love, each other, like wife and husband or family or kids, whatever, you know? Within love, love within family is unbiased love, and love with attachment is easy to destroy. Yeah? Once there is something problem, then your love is lost. That is, our love is kind of temporary. Bodhisattva love is really is uninterrupted and is continuous and is love. His love always towards sentient beings, moment by moment. Yeah, our love towards family or your kids, your son is not moment by moment. Sometimes when your family or your friends make you unhappy, when they drive you angry, then you lost love, yeah? Yeah? That's why even mother or father or God or daddy, they don't have...
Hello, you guys hear me, right?
Nimala.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
I heard a little bit, but it get went off.
Nimala.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why your daddy or those gods, yeah, they don't have love such as Bodhisattva has. Yeah? That's why their love is biased, and Bodhisattva love is pure and unbiased. Okay? So, verse 23, finish. Then verse 24. Sanjay teta ni lang rang ki ten dun 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 dun.
Hello.
Nimala.
Yes, I heard a little bit, then again it went up. It's gone, you know. I just heard a little bit.
A brief moment.
Yeah. Now I can't hear at all because I heard a little bit.
How does this unprecedented, yeah? Unprecedented and distinguished jewel whose desire for the benefit of others does not arise
okay.
In other event for their own self-interest come into existence. Yeah, yeah. This so this one is even person ourselves. We don't have really kind of love, like moment by moment. Even we don't have kind of that love. While you are sleeping in your dream, yeah. Is continuous, yeah. We don't have that, yeah, continuous love, yeah. But it means Bodhisattva has love continuous, moment by moment, moment by every time, yeah. Main point is there, okay. So then 25, Jinda Rangi Tendo, yeah, Minjun Simjin Tendo Simga, Simji Rinjin Chiba, Nana Mibi, Miji Chungs. How does this? No, it's already, yeah. Jinda rangi dendu ya miji sinse je ngana mibi miji chung. Is on. Okay, 26 ya.
Ah.
Dwa kunji gawi ju sunje dingi ti je ba rjin sinje sunanga tela chida je ji lang. Okay, how can one measure the merit of the jewel of the mind, which is the seed of the world joy? And is the remedy for the world's suffering. Yeah,
I can hear you. I can hear you, but not Rinpoche's a very, you know, it's weak, and I can also hear some static.
Hello, telephone. Go there. Yeah.
I can hear you very clear though.
Tell Nima to call on his telephone to our center and then give the telephone to Rinpoche. And Rinpoche can talk to Nima on the phone. And
yeah,
right. Not hear Nima. Well, just put it on speaker.
We can hear Nima off of this.
There's a speaker on the phone.
Yeah, speaker, yeah. Hello, Nimala.
Okay, here we go. What's Nima's phone number?
Why don't you let David work on this for 5 minutes?
Oh.
Which verse? Verse 24, yeah? Oh, 24, okay. Okay, Sunjin Teda Nilang, Rangi Tendon, the news, Mulantea, Mamina, Jinji Tendon, Kala, yes. Yeah, this is 24. If those beings have never before had that wish for their own sake, even in their dream, how would they possibly have it for the sake of others, yeah? Oh, 25, yeah? Okay, 25, then, Jinda Rangi Tendu, yeah? Munju Simjin Tendu, Zinga, Sinji Rijin Chiba, Kana Mibi, Miji Chungs. So, 25 in English, how does this unprecedented and distinguished jewel, whose desire for the benefit of others does not arise in others, even for their own self-interest, come into existence? So, Sunji Jinda Rangi Tendoya, Kiji Tsaya, Munju, Shanju Sembana, Sunji Tadagi, Dora Dubala, Dunga Point, and Sanjay Tenduji. Yeah, it means like here we really don't have kind of, we don't have love, continuous love on our own self, yeah? It means, yeah? How do you say like, 심진, how do you say, 심진? 심진진다, 랑기된대요. For your sake, if we really don't have concern or love for your sake, yeah, continuously, then how are we going to have bodhicitta? But bodhicitta has love, sake of sentient beings continuously, love, continuous love for sake of all sentient beings. Yeah? Yeah, is this kind of, maybe if you see it in English, it's clear, yeah? Maybe, I don't know how to a little bit explain in English, so, anyway. Then, 26, how, dhwa kunji gawi ji, sumji dungi tsi ji wa, rinjin sumji sunangwa, dela ji da ye ji langs. How can one measure the merit of the jewel of the mind, which is the seed of world's joys, and is the remedy for the world's suffering? Yeah, that means we cannot measure, merit of, who has engaged in bodhicitta. Yeah, once your merit of engaged bodhicitta is immeasurable,
yes.
And merit of yes. Bodhicitta is yeah. Kind of like medicine, which one kill, which one eliminate the illness. Yeah, yeah. Here, like once you have bodhicitta, engaged in bodhicitta, then. We have chance to eliminate all sentient beings suffering. Yeah, that means we have to have engaging bodhicitta for eliminate all sentient beings suffering. Yeah, once we don't have, we cannot attain enlightenment. If we cannot attain enlightenment, we cannot eliminate sentient beings suffering. Yeah, eliminate sentient beings suffering by only Buddha. Yeah, there's then.
Hello.
Okay. You can talk to Nima there, and then we'll hear him right through the speaker. Ah, Nimala.
Nimala.
No, Rumje.
This internet didn't ring, mudo.
So, when you done that, you got to know that Graham, mudo.
Oh, Graham, mudo. Yeah. Anong yata na di parlo siya kuda? Ah.
So, kung kaya mudo no.
Laso, anong yata login dada?
Laso, Rumje.
Oh, dan dani na.
Kung ano
kuda? Kudo.
Oh,
no. Nishiza dunji.
Phone nang gunji di chigurda.
Zero.
Oh,
no. Pemba samba samji jang, sanje chile chiba na, sumjian malu tamji ji, dendun zamba munji gurus. Then verse 27, okay? Everybody see 27? If reverence for the Buddha is exceeded merely by an altruistic intention, how much more so by striving for the complete happiness of all sentient beings. Tinzang dan dinon du garshe was le du zambale ya do thamji chebi chedu ani do sentient thamji chaya gi chedu ani sa jena sa ya gi ani dne gi chi gi mune thane gi phemba chong yoba hina ani chi gi sentient shawa thati gi da kanda ani sanje gi shi ani chuba chini yoba ani sanje tanje le ya da kanda ani nimala
la gum che
chizu kar khalan do zo de sar tar chi uta de ta
ko
Takandan draw tangi la chubby chu the muni tanigi, ani san jena sangi, the negi muni tanigi, takanda, kuno, the negi yuba ina, tanguni tanigi, so bad, never sagi yuba de takanda, mumugubaris. Teens are penangaranzo kondu shuba nanjingi, chigi muni tanigi, simjin chigi, takanda, kongo nagi yunanda, drogu nagi yunanda, or tuzumuni tanigi, neatly tawa chigi said, mula yabuji jogi yuba ina, masusunos. She saw Sagi Yuba. So now she saw Sagi Yoras. ตีนซาตางวนตานเนี่ยสุญเจทําจิเยงวนตานเนี่ยยานิดุงเยเสนาสัมจิมารุงซายาดาสุญเจตาจิอันนี้ซาเจบจิจิเสดินเดจมลอเจบัยนะทะโซปาตเมบซาเกยบะเดงวนตานเนี่ยมึมบกบะเรเสดิอันนี้ดินาโลดิเชกเรสตีนซาอันนี้จุบะชังจุจิเซยบัยนะอันนี้ดินเดกิตากันทะโซดินเดจซาเกยซะเรส Ani ngarang sogi namju ta chigi namba sanjebi tuta le jien ta ngune chigi kunju ke lenge ta sogi ta kunju ge korang zi kar che ge bai na kunju zigis la jora ta ngune tane ge ngarang sogi ngune chigi sanje de maju sa yo marda sanje singi ko kawai na yore sanje singi de ngune tane ge ko chenba toba meba inzang Sanjegi Naranzo Karjegi Yoba Sanje Chingo Chingi Yoba Inza Munetanegi Naranzogi Sanjelea, that Chubagi Nalulea Chidangi Chuba de la Lana Yubi Chuba, Lana Mibi Chuba Zedaganda, Lana Mibi Chuba, the Munetanegi, that Suzuki sang in Nalulea Sanjelea, that Munetanegi Chigi Chuba Lana Mibadi Dua Sunje Tanji, Munetani Dunge, Sena Chimaru Sanzangi, Tendegi Munetanegi, same thing delaya. Munetanegi Changju singi zi singi Anichi sumji jemdu the negi samba jubaina Tungunetanegi sanjelea Chuba imbaina Chuba lanameba O the chagor is Sanjelea Chuba lanameba The negi munetanegi Maraz naja jendu jegi yubaina Sanje tu nibu Tela laji sanje tu nibu yomari Sanje tu nibu meba inza Tela labaji sanje tu nibu yomari Tela labaji marazle Pimbi chu Kalekau shuji is. Ra, Tinzang Aranzugi, Mune Tanegi Chigi, Kono Nambatabi, Tone Chigi, Sunjingi, Mune Tanegi, Takanda, Mazu Namju, Magi Tadanyabi, Sunjins, Lava Nanjigi, Mune Tanegi. Same thing, Mune Tanegi, Sunjing, Tzugi, Mune Tane, Dumi Siagi, Takanda, Chisuzugi, Muz Lada Chini, Shizubu Tone Chia Matuba Inaya. Same Korang Nalolaya, Samba Tachi. Pengune tani lochi semji ki tuzu ngune tani dungi sena chimaru sansa ki sozu ki sen koran tantlani sunjin jinda ki tundu ane dneji cheba ina sanje le ta cheba ki nalu le cheba yashu duris da ngaranzu cheba du yabure do rosu ngu tamu gungi ane sozu la pen ane rang la pen jen la pen mamuji pengi do o di inza ane kechimuris
Whatever activities that we may engage in, body, speech, and mind can be, as a claim, can be understood clearly by the Buddhas, by the Buddha's wisdom. So therefore, so when speaking about the making an offering, so here we talked about two kinds of offering. One is a surpassable offering, and then one is an unsurpassable offering. So what is meant by unsurpassable offering here? This unsurpassable surpassable offering is to wishing to free entire sentient beings from the state of suffering, from the suffering, and alleviation of such a genuine wish to alleviating entire sentient being from the suffering is said to be unsurpassable offerings. In whatever we do, if one's positive actions is conjoined with the cultivation of bodhicitta or the awakening mind, then this is what we call unsurpassable offerings. And this is also the kind of activities or the actions or the conduct that really pleases the Buddhas, So therefore, whatever we do, whenever we try to engage in certain actions, one's actions must be done on the basis of genuine motivations of awakening mind. So therefore, if you have such motivations of alleviating, having a wish to alleviating such beings from the suffering, such that how wonderful it would be if I'll be able to alleviate entire such beings, although I may not physically be able to engage in certain actions to alleviate other such beings, at least I must have a genuine motivations and intentions within me to be able to alleviate entire sentient beings from the suffering. So then this will be the best offerings. And it's a kind of offerings that we can make. It's something that we do not, it doesn't really cause a lot of, you don't have to spend a lot of money or there's less expenditures, even there's no expenditure at all. But we can accumulate such a tremendous amount of merits by means of engaging in certain actions based on the cultivation of this awakening mind.
It's clear, yeah? Okay, then verse 28, Dungen Dondu, Sinja, Dungen Nila, Mumbaju, Dawa Duja Timu, Rangi Dawa Dada Jams. That's really, this, in English verse, those desiring to escape from suffering, hasting right towards suffering, with the very desire for happiness, out of delusion, they destroy their own happiness as if it were an enemy. Yeah? So here in the Dungen Dondu Sinja, Dungen Yuna, Dawan Dujat Nimibe, Rangi Dawa Dadan Jams. Actually, everybody, we came to center, we practice Dharma, we listen to teaching. Yeah? That means we are desire to eliminate our suffering. We desire to be happy. Yeah? We desire to be happy. Desire to be eliminate suffering. We desire, but we do opposite of what we desire, we do opposite what we wish. Yeah? We always desire to happy, but we do everything opposite of happiness, cause of happiness. Cause of happiness, yeah? Yeah, so, okay, I want to, even like we practice, we want to achieve enlightenment, we want to generate bodhicitta, we want to help beings, but we always we desire to help sentient beings, but we always like kind of we have jealous, like anger, and like against each other, bullying each other, yeah, insult each other, yeah, kind of, that's why once we do that, it's very difficult to be happy, yeah, it's very difficult to be happy as we wish, yeah, that's why, but we sometimes happy by very moment, because our happy is really, is very moment, yeah, because we have, it's very moment, very moment, but we don't have impermanent happy, yeah, so since if we really have to, if we really desire to impermanent happy, then we have to rid of all those things, yeah, all those negatives, negative emotions within our mind. But actually this is kind of, even somebody say, okay, these all are very difficult, but of course it's very difficult, but we really start to do something step by step, just, yeah, start to do step by step.
So this verse is talking about two things, suffering and happiness, and because of our delusion. This verse is talking about suffering and happiness, and because of our delusion, we do the opposite of what we intend to do.
Yeah, because our delusion, you know, is delusion. Our delusion, we desire to be happy, but our delusion dominate us to be happy, because our delusion dominate us to do something, because we always follow our delusion. Our delusion asks you, do this, do this, do that way. Yeah? That's why we follow delusion. We follow just always negative thinking. We don't follow positive thinking, something. We don't try to follow positive thinking. We really don't try to do positive things very seriously. Yeah?
Yep.
Once we do really positive things, or once we really try to practice delusion within our mind, we have to analyze ourselves. That's why we study like training mind. Yeah, training mind doesn't mean like talk about mind. Training mind doesn't mean talk like other people's action. Training mind means you have to watch. You have to investigate your mind. How your mind's thinking. How your mind's thinking towards other people. Yeah? That's why we have to analyze. That's why we say in Lauren, yeah, Lauren said, if you teach other people, if you do something, first you have to be good yourself. That's why if you talk something, introduce, teach something about mind, meditate, whatever, you have to purify yourself. You have to be good yourself. Yeah, that's what.
Well, it says maybe the negative mind is the delusional mind, and the training mind. I mean, instead of calling it a delusion, could you call it a simulation? I mean, a training mind is positive. A simulation instead of a delusion, a simulation is a training mind. It's positive mind. You're practicing.
Yeah, training mind is kind of positive. Your path is to be positive, your mind. Path is to rid of negative mind within your mind, yeah? Within your heart. But it's really difficult to rid of. That's why you have to, if you really want to reduce your delusion, then I mentioned you have to analyze yourself. That's why it's very difficult. That's what we say in Tibetan, there's one proverb, yeah? You have to have mirror to look yourself, because we don't see our own face without mirror. Yeah? Without mirror. Then you have to have mirror to see your face. That's why we have to have analyze ourselves, not analyze other people. Yeah? Always, it's really, if we analyze our action, our talk, other people, then come back. Okay, I did with this kind of these actions towards other people, And then it's really, that's what we do practice, like Bansa Sato Samaya. We do this, yeah? We just practice, we just recite 100 silver mantra. And sometimes we do confess. Yeah, these all kind of things, you did something wrong. For confess, something you did wrong things in your previous. Even something you did, some wrong actions towards other people. Even you hurt some other people by your negative action. You confess. How you confess? Okay, today I did kind of negative action towards other people. Okay, it's not good. You have to think about negative side, negative result. It's hurt myself. It hurt other people. Okay, I don't want to do it. Okay, then you make kind of commitment. Okay, I don't want to do it again. It's really bad. It's hurt for him. It hurt for me. Okay, tomorrow I don't want to do it. Then when tomorrow you do it, you remember, you make commitment, yeah? It will help you to stop it. Then again and again, like, because like, oh yeah, it's like kind of.
Isn't delusion is not simultaneous to negativity? Delusion is ignorance.
Yeah, delusion is a kind of ignorance. Yeah.
So if you say delusion is negativity, that's the wrong interpretation of delusion in Buddhism. Delusion in Buddhism. Right,
yeah, delusion is ignorance. It's fine.
Delusion is ignorance.
Because in Buddhism, is delusion is negativity. Ignorance is negativity. Because in Buddhism, just like, yeah, actually they don't have kind of term negativity. Because delusion is ignorance. Delusion is negativity. Because delusion is non-virtuous. Non-virtue is negative. Okay, then virtue is positive. Yeah, yeah, we can say delusion is negativity. Yeah, whatever, yeah, but it's really kind of this way. We desire to eliminate suffering, but we always, follow the suffering actions. Yeah, okay. Then dewan deja timu be rangi dewa dana. We wish to, we desire to happy, yeah? Virtue rani mala. Dewan deja slo di zambale.
Happiness.
Yeah, happiness. But our happiness always obscure or disturbed by ignorances. Yeah, that's why ignorance is very, yeah, sometimes like we do lots of parties, sometimes our parties accumulate our parties, sometimes destroyed by our anger. It's like right away. Yeah, that's why sometimes we do dedication, end of teaching or end of whatever, we dedicate, but we do dedicate, but still it's destroyed. Yeah, destroyed by anger, because we have lots of angry, and it's really dangerous, because it doesn't mean destroy our virtue or merit. Destroyed by anger means it's really difficult to ripen result of your parties. It's extent of ripen result of your parties, merit. Yeah, it doesn't mean absolutely eliminate of merit within your mind. It doesn't mean, yeah, eradicate your merit within your mind, but extend to ripen result of your merit. Yeah, once we anger this kind of, and that's why all we are, once we do practice 100 syllable, whatever, we have to confess and make commitment yourself. I don't want to do it. And if you confess in front of Buddha, you can confess it. Yeah? You have to regret and then confess and recite mantra, and then it will help you to keep your merit. Okay. Then verse 29. Kanshi dewe pumbada dunge madhen tedara dewa kanji tsumbada dunge tamji chishi jins. 29. He satisfies with all joys those who are starving for happiness and eliminate all the sorrow of those who are afflicted in many ways. Yeah? Kanshi dewe pomba da dungye ma den te da la dewa kanshi suma dungye de dedu ki to la mobi simje kanshi dewe pomba da dungye mambo da den ba te da la ngoto da ngile ji dewa kanshi tsumba she ba da dungye tan ji jun chi ba shi ji lando la mobi dimu jan sewa shi bi shi le ji simje te da gyawa suma jen kala yus ane nyima la dan da kar shi gusu la du sambale ya tada kondu shi deya ki ta jisen karasi lo du sambale ya dedu ki to la mubi ta dewa da dungye ki ta kanta ngarasi ngone tani ki dungye lo tondu yori dewa da dendu yori de ina ya ngarasi kanta dedu ki ta kanta tab la mubi yori es dedu ki to la mubi ane simche kanshi yis ta simche kante jimbay na ane kadu ina ya ane dewa ki ngasu pondu yori es ta kanta dewa ki ngasu upu na chate yori es अने आजू ले दुंगे पे मिसी मांबू योरेस इन्हें या मांबू योरे इन्हें आजू उन्हें ठाने की दवा डूगी दुंगे ले टोया की आजू उन्हें ठाने की चेगी इनसे खाने का दिन शी दिवोरे दे इन्हें आजू की उन्हें ठाने की दुंगे अने देवे की पूंछ माता दुंगे मांबू जी का दिन इन्हें अने ये ngānsu nāpa yīnā mīgī kōpāng tāyō yore, mīgī kōpāng, ane dhīndiyāgi chīgī ngūnyā tāne gītā, sūsū gītā mīlū tsaṁ tāpā tsaṁ jīgō, cīm tiyō rīs, dhīndiyāgi kī cīm tiyō rīs, tā kāntā, jī dāwān rāwā dhīndiyā chīchūṅ tī kāntā cīm tiyō yodhū tsaṁ pālē, ngāsū gī dēwē yī pōṁ pātā, ane dhūngyā māmū chāyādī, ngāsū chīchūṅ jī lēyā, ane cīm tiyō yō yīnsā, ngāsū dhīndiyā māmū chāpā rīs.
Emphasizes that we as a ordinary sentient beings, though we wish to achieve happiness and overcome suffering, but we are due to the lack of applying a method for achieving happiness and overcome suffering. We are therefore deprived of happiness, unable to achieve happiness. Whosoever, we all have this kind of aspiration to achieve happiness, or overcome suffering, but we are deprived of achieving happiness. It is due to not finding the actual method which bring about, happiness and overcome sufferings. So therefore, we are in a continual sort of remaining under the continual, the torment of sufferings. So use as same slogan of overcome suffering and achieving happiness. But we are at the same time, in reality, we are lacking the happiness that we all find lacking. And it is because that we are not actually, finding an actual method which bring about happiness, actual happiness. So now, what we have to do here is now, we at this point, we achieve this wonderful, rebirth as a human beings. It is we should not really become ourselves as a contented by just being, obtained this rebirth as a human beings. So if we really become a
receiving everlasting happiness. So therefore, we should not really be content with a very minor kind of virtuous activities. You know, we should not remain content just by a very minor, you know, virtuous activities or the some kind of mirrors and so forth.
Well, the rebirth you mentioned, is it a rebirth or an improvement of our condition of ignorance? Maybe we're eliminating part of our ignorance, or are we eliminating part of our ignorance or undergoing a rebirth? A rebirth, you mentioned rebirth.
Yeah, it's two different things.
Hello, Nimala.
Hello,
Nimala.
Okay,
if you eliminate ignorances, then what? What is your kin?
Well, eliminate ignorance or eliminate part of our delusion. Eliminate, the next verse talks about delusion. I think we're talking about
delusion here. The next verse talks
about
delusion.
Yeah.
It's the delusion or eliminating part of our
delusion.
Ignorance,
yeah.
Or mitigating some of the delusion, but the other speaker talked about rebirth. Is that a different thing than eliminating delusion?
You mean next verse, yeah? Talking about eliminate delusion, yeah. Here I will read it. Yeah. I mean, here I mentioned that it's not just satisfy something kind of small things like rebirth. We just satisfy our human birth. Just like we just satisfy kind of small things make you happy. That's why we couldn't have absolute happiness, and we always have suffering within our mind because we only satisfy small things. Yeah, which one you have? That's me. Okay, then verse 30. Timu chan se sheba tetan gesun kala yu tendi she jan kala yu sunam tenda kala yu. Here, verse 30. He dispels delusion. Where ill is there such a scent? Where else is there such a friend? Where else is there such merit? Yeah? It means like, in Tibetan we say, Timujan is such a teta gezungala. Is engaging bodhicitta is not comparable, is not comparable with the other virtues. Engaging bodhicitta is capable to eliminate a delusion, athletic emotion, yeah? That's what I say. Then, there is nothing kind of special teacher else bodhicitta, engaging bodhicitta. There is nothing else merit. Engaging bodhicitta means the most valuable teacher is the bodhicitta mind. The bodhicitta mind is the best teacher for all of us to come out from suffering, come out from samsara and hell, for all sentient beings to come out from their suffering, their problem. Yeah? Then parties of bodhicitta mind is best teacher, is a resolve, practice bodhicitta, is infinitive merit, accumulate infinitive merit, it's really, but we don't have, once we don't have engaged bodhicitta, but if we really have kind of motivation, if our motivation always engage with bodhicitta, and then it will be really meaningful, it will be really It will be meaningful. Yeah. Also, you will be accumulate a lot of merit. You accumulate merit. Once you do something with motivation, with bodhicitta mind, altruistic mind. Yeah. Yeah, that is really important. So, then verse 31. Niji chimbu tani tronzebang hapa ubas. Here actually is mentioned that bodhicitta mind is always induced. Yeah, tan esn kasjo nimala. Niji chimbu tans lo du zambale. Niji chimbu tan es lo ajo ra tan es. Yeah, that's all.
Induced by compassion.
Okay. Yeah, bodhicitta mind is always induced by compassion. Yeah. We mentioned that compassion is very important, yeah? Compassion and bodhicitta always accompany. And compassion is not just compassion, great compassion. Great compassion is a substantial cause of bodhicitta mind. Once there is not great compassion, it's really... it's impossible to generate bodhicitta mind. Yeah? Bodhicitta mind is generated by great compassion. Great compassion, we talk on the total pasumla, is very important to first and actual and end. Yeah, this is really all these things you can see Middle West School, Chandrakirti's root test is clear. So then, Penta lendan kaya ba, tena reshi nga yo na, majo leba che bai, chanchu senpa mechi goos. Tienza, 31. Okay, I'm gonna recite in, sorry. We are almost done here. Only. Even one who repays a kind deed is praised somewhat. So what should be said of Bodhisattva, whose good deed is unsolicited. Tinza tere lava jin jiten delaya unetanegi zambli dan jiten delaya chanju sembele lazan azu unetanegi anituba chia ke yomaris ra o kanda tanda dodo no tres.
So, there's nothing else can be compared with the mikvah making a place. So it's in other words, it says it is the most, you know, wonderful deeds that one can engage in by praising bodhisattvas.
Oh, did you that? Verse 32. Roa nyusi nami sejo wa kiji sezam jemba chiba da nyeji nyeji damba chiba ya gawa chiba yinji jiu kurs. This is 32. The world honors as virtuous one who makes a gift to few people, even it is merely a momentary and contemptuous donation of plant food and support for half a day. It means kind of like how do we practice, but even we don't have bodhicitta mind, bodhicitta, but how do we practice to wear of bodhicitta? So sometimes like us, it's really appropriate for us to practice wear of bodhicitta, like kind of when we see homeless people, when we see like people who are suffering, when see you think people who are poor, when you think people are, who are lower than you, don't insult them. Don't put them down. Respect to them. Nice to them. Yeah, like if you see like homeless people, whatever, give them something by your sincere
compassion.
By your compassion, by your love. That is the kind of first way to practice bodhicitta, you know. Practice bodhicitta doesn't jump here to there. I want to practice bodhicitta. You didn't show any action by practice bodhicitta, how we generate bodhicitta, yeah. So if this is kind of way to do it, you know. So now times people think, okay, he's kind of lower than, he's not kind of uneducated person, he's kind of like this, he's really kind of higher than me, then they try to, they always flatter, yeah? Flatter, or to do something, to help those, even they don't need help. Yeah, that's why don't insult people who you think who are lower than you. Don't respect those people. This is kind of way to practice, yeah? This is way to start to practice bodhisattva way, yeah? Okay, then 33. Simchen tanta yela during the dawashi ji dawala nami yela samba tada zoje ba tada jemba dashi muji goes. 33. What then of one who favor bestow to countless simchen beings fulfillment of all yearnings which is inexhaustible until the end of beings as limitless space. Yeah, actually we say bodhisattva is practice, he's generous, those everything is kind of really limitless, yeah. So like us, I mentioned that, like if you offer food and if you just like people who want like kind of water, try to whatever you can do, whatever they need. If we couldn't do it, then it's nothing, you know. It's nobody force you to do it, but whatever you do, something very sincerely to giving or to teaching or to talk with people, yeah. All things like with good motivation of bodhicitta. Altruistic mind, yeah. Oh, the tanda dodo navata kanda dres. Okay, here main point is here. There, okay. So I don't want to read everything. So then 34 is kanshi dendi jese jindala kete ngemse chiba shiba de ngemse chiba tanje keba ne nyawa nyaba jishi tembe sons. Here 34, the Lord declare one who bring forth an impure thought in his heart against a benefactor, a child of the jina will dwell in hells for as many eons as there were impure thoughts. Yeah, actually, sometimes we complain, criticize, or something negative talks towards bodhicitta, then it's really is bad for all of us to rebirth in lower realm, yeah. But anyway, here in a even in a among of our students, because we cannot say he's bodhicitta, he's no bodhicitta, we cannot say. That's why yeah, Chandrakirti, yeah. Chandrakirti in his Chandrakirti commentary, he said Jien la kasha njiba di tsi jiyor kunju sa ma jija. Okay, there's other one, okay. Ngata ngandawe kansa ki tsu zunji kansa kansa tsu muzun de nyamba jitarees. Because I didn't dog in Alula. You know, Chandakri Nalula, Tundoji, Dakanda Chandakri, Dog Nalula, Nada Nanda, Kansaki, Tsuzunji, Kansa, Tsu, Muzudi, Nyamanjitari, these are Sanjendo, you know, Narangarang Tsuzun Uris, Narangarangi, Jisunjin, Jens, Kanekanikari, Mahakori, Narangarang, Kandema, Narang Hakuris, yin ya su 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 kan de yin ba ha ko gi yi la ya su su sang je me ba da su 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 mo ne tan ni su su jiu ta me ba yin ba ha ko hi la ya ji ge ani yin la ya ji man be da ani yin la mo ne tan ni ge ji ge ji ni ani de ne chang chang ji ani de ne la de ba yin na yin sim je ge na lo la ya ji ge chang chu sem ba kan de yo ba da ani nga zu zao ni ha ko ma de pena nga ra zu ge da dan de kon zu xu ba na ji ge zang ba bo jia se jin bu xi wa la na ji ge jia se jin bu xi wa la zu ko ran fa ta ba yin na mu ne tan ne ge ji ge chi kang mi xi ni zu no ji gu ba ge zu no ji mu zu de ne tong yo re su ko zu la ra da kan da jin ba dan ya da ka la za ni ku ya ma da xi ge mi re su la gu ra fa ta ba yin na mu ne tan ne nyang chung mu ne tan ne chi kang mi xi ndong do उदने डोरे तेला ओने टाने को चांजु से मचा दोरा तीन जा अनि समझे कंगले जिगी ओने टाने खोगे जिग मग दो दा मग जु दा जोदा लदने अंद जिने छिंगे ब लयान दो दा उदने छे रों मारेस तो चांजु से ब इमा दा तो कने इमा हाको मार तीन जा अंगरा छिने उदने जिने को ओ जोजो छे को रेस दा कांदा छिंगे माया दे तीज को न्यूर दा को सरेस
Similar verse that Chandigarh is also stated, but I don't remember the verse that is stated by the sutra, by Chandigarh. But in the sutra, what he says here is just like as among the Buddhas, it knows each and everybody's their mind, they know. What Buddhas and what not Buddhas? Someone who is actually enlightened, and so for the sense of beings, we may know ourselves, and we may know our own mind, but it is not possible for us to know the inclination and the disposition of other beings. It is very important for all of us to refrain from criticizing others. One should not try to criticize and belittle others, or deceiving others, and saying something negative about others, because there could be someone who may do not know reality. He or she may be a bodhisattva. So therefore, we have to be very careful with that. Just like Chandigarh himself, who is the composer of this particular text that we're dealing with, Guide to the Buddhist Law of Life. Chandigarh, in appearance, he wasn't really up here as someone who is very wise and learned individual, but rather he looked like someone who is unwise and who is not learned person. And so therefore, he was named by his other colleagues three motivations, or the three activities they also call it. It's just to eat and then discard and then sleep. Those are the three activities that he knows. So therefore, we cannot really judge by looking at the individual's appearance, how the individual appears, or the individual's physical appearance, in other words. And so therefore, just by the physical appearance will not allow us to determine whether the individual is a noble being or not. So therefore, it is very important for us to be very careful with that. So therefore, we should always try our best to limit our, the negative words, or in other words, the criticizing others and expressing bad words and criticizing others.
Okay, then verse 35. When the Kanshi Europe Tanshi na te in debu tivel habe, jase na la toki chimbi diba miju gawa ngangi pales. 35. But if one's mind is kindly inclined, one will bring forth an even greater fruit, even when a greatly violent crime is committed against the children of Jonas, their virtue spontaneously arise. Yeah, these are you mentioned that if you under Europe country, if you always compress, if you always wish give compliments to the bodhicitta or bodhisattvas, then the result of your compliments to bodhisattva or bodhicitta is limitless, yeah, infinity merit. Yeah, then also here's the jasen nala toge chimbe dibam ji. It's like even you is really is we will not criticize Buddha or bodhisattva or even somebody come to kill you. Even we're gonna die. We're not gonna criticize. Yeah? Dibamju, then if you kind of motivation thinking that, okay, I'm not gonna criticize bodhisattva or Buddha or bodhicitta, even somebody come to kill me, yeah, come to kill me, then you, of course, you accumulate lots of merit. It means you have really strong faith to bodhisattva, yeah. You know, also, you are really interest to the bodhisattva, yeah. Yeah, this is like this, okay. I hope you understand my English. Okay. Then, 36, we are done here. Kahala semchi tamba rinchinte, jibate kula chase, kahala nuba, chejan dendawa, di junetela, just cheese. Okay. I pay homage to the bodies of those in whom this precious jewel of the mind has arisen. I go refuge to those who are minds of joy, toward whom even an offense results in happiness. Yeah. Tandu karlo sledu sambalaya. Ani jisen kar sledu sambalaya kansa khalaya. Ani tang aran so ngone tane gi chi so lo tu na aran so gi chi kansa lu kesan ro de chep kesan ro de kar chaor sledu sambalaya. Mune tanegi sanje ani chanchu semba otale chagres dinza dinege ani sanje chanchu semba telaya ani ngarangi ani gosun kubi gone ani chops chigi ani sha chigi sed ani ngege ani leu takanda ani leu tamundi ani nge takanda ani sheba yis nda kanda tinden rojre.
So the last verse of the first chapter, it emphasizes on one's commitment of, you know, taking refuge in Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, even the cost of one's own life. And therefore, I must go for refuge and take refuge in the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Devote myself completely to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and make a prostrations and have a genuine devotion to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas from the depth of my heart.
Yeah, so, okay, now here we are done. First chapter, and then also here even you practice tantra or sutra, everything is a kind of practicing of bodhicitta is a kind of inter door. It's like kind of get to practice sutra and tantra, whatever, you know. That's why bodhicitta is essential to practice sutra and tantra. And then also it's really important to know that the quality of bodhicitta mind and reason of resolve, practicing bodhicitta mind, yeah? I mentioned that it's kind of really immeasurable, yeah? Those all is really important, we know that. So, then, actually, so, yeah, I think so, yeah, that's it, yeah. It's, that's it, and then today we're going to stop here. I think so, also time is... We have 10 more minutes, yeah? So if we have 10 more minutes, there are two kinds of beneficial to practice bodhicitta. It's like temporary beneficial and ultimate beneficial. Like, yeah? It's like temporary beneficial. Like, once we practice bodhicitta mind, we're not going to rebirth in laurel, and we're going to have happiness, permanent happiness, yeah? Then ultimate result is we attain enlightenment, yeah? Yeah, so that's why since it's, that's why we desire to attain enlightenment, but we don't practice. That's main point, we have to practice. Even we really cannot practice actual bodhicitta, but we can practice is part of bodhicitta, maybe kind of part of bodhisattva's action. Is kind of, we can follow his kind of some his actions, yeah. Some kind of those like generosity or compassion or those old things, yeah? This is how we start to practice bodhicitta. So I think so maybe, yeah, that's it. So anyway, everybody knew that all those beneficial of bodhicitta, and bodhicitta has two types of bodhicitta, wishing bodhicitta and engaging bodhicitta. Then how do we generate bodhicitta? Yeah? But it's not just only talk and listen is not enough, but you try to practice a little bit, and then this is the best offering to the, if you practice bodhicitta, your practicing bodhicitta is the best offering of the Buddha and the best practice of the Dharma, whatever, yeah? So, yeah, so we tried to do our best. Yeah. So, yeah, do you have some question or some idea? You can share something.
Well, I was talking about this a couple hours ago. Buddhism seems to talk about our reality as delusion or an illusion. And I read a biography in America, the word delusion and illusion has kind of a psychological negative connotation. But a lot of our scientists are doing simulations. A simulation is a...
Positive, yeah?
Yeah, it's a positive way of saying delusion or an illusion. It's a simulation is... I mean, the biography I read was about Neil Armstrong. Before he landed on the moon in mid-July of 1969, he simulated the landing over and over and
over.
He
always hear like kind of positive things, always talk.
Simulate means to pretend to do it.
To pretend to do it. But there came a day in mid-July of 1969 where his simulation and his practicing, he had to fly to the moon and get into the lunar module and do the reality, the actual landing on the moon. It wasn't in the simulator back at home in the lab. And so if we use in a positive translation, I mean, all of the English translations of Buddhism talks about delusion or an illusion. In the West, the word simulation has a positive connotation, and it might explain what's going on a lot better if you think of our reality and our life as a simulation. And when we die, maybe we just... Is this a simulation? When we die, maybe we're ready for reality.
If I got hit by a truck coming out of here, is that a simulation? Because it would feel pretty real to me.
Well, dying is a real experience. It's a gateway. Maybe dying is an opportunity of a lifetime, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
But it would feel very real. It wouldn't feel like a simulation.
Well,
simulation is kind of pretending.
But you can meditate. You can meditate.
Then reason is a kind of reality.
And you can practice dying or practice being hit by a truck. But then sooner or later, if you get hit by a truck, you know, then you transition.
Yeah, you mean these are first we pretend, and then by practice pretending, then will be reason will be reality. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of you mentioned. But actually, independence.
Make it till you make it.
Somebody said, okay. Somebody even like, because I heard from His Holiness, okay, said that, okay, lots of Western people, they don't like to share like kind of all negatives, ignorances, kind of those things, because they said, okay, Tibetan Buddhism always talk about negatives. They never talk about positive. Yeah. That's why we think we don't have the positive. You have to have already have positive. Negative because we have to talk like, yeah, like because
But negatives and positives are just two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, because like if people who are really serious, you know, serious, in serious condition of illness, yeah, then you really have to see doctor, and doctor really have to talk him to where he has problem, and which one he stopped to eat. All those things, yeah. Same as Buddhism, no, this is kind of how they cure from the illness. Same as Buddhism, they teach us, they really share what problem we have. How do we cure our problem? That's why I say, okay, we have a problem that like kind of, all ignorances are like kind of our inner disease. It's kind of our disease within our mind, yeah? This disease is only eliminated by practicing and Dhamma. Yeah, that's why first we have to analyze our disease within our mind. Yeah? Once you analyze, then you can find method to eliminate. But this kind of our disease within our mind is cannot eliminate by doctor, yeah? By medicine, by yourself. That's why we always hear ignorance of those old things, negativities that we have. Yeah. Yeah, before that I mentioned that in Tibet, the most people, old people are illiterate. Illiterate, and then there's one monk, and then there's one monk, and then his teacher went to somewhere, and then he went somewhere, and when he came back, and then his teacher was not at home, but the other disciple is at home. Then he asked teacher, where did our teacher go? Then he said, our teacher went to scare lay people in the town. Then how scared? Because they went to talk about the hell. He went to scare them. Yeah, that's why.
I think it's interesting that they talk about the jinn. You know, the jinn, translates in almost every single. The jinn translated in almost every single culture, especially in Russia, especially in Europe. The
what
jinn,
do you mean, jinn?
The jinn are negative spirits. The jinn are the same as the jinn, which are evil spirits. And I never knew that the Tibetan Buddhism spoke about the jinn. So that is very interesting because I've heard a lot of history about the jinn. And
usually they talk about jinn is talking about Chibuba is a
jinn, not jim. Jinn. J-I-N, the jinnah.
Yeah, jinnah is the in a middle school. Is kind of the object of negation when they're talking about selflessness mm-hmm. person in the middle school passing consequence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like, yeah.
But no, the jinnah, I don't know, maybe the jinnah is just another word for the jinn. The jinn are actual beings. J-I-N. But they're also called jinnah.
Mm.
They're actual beings and they're negative beings. They're very disruptive. They are in almost all the cultures in Europe and even in Asia. So I just found it very interesting. It's the first time I've heard the mention of the jinnah. Mm. And I'm pretty sure it's the same.
You're referring to this.
Yep, jinnah. What?
The child of the
jinnah. Okay. Jinnah.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
There is no way that the child.
Thank you. Ani nimala. Ah nimala ani duji che ani nga zo tari ndene sha jai. Laso nimala ani dhanda jimala jeyo. Laso. O tuji nimala. Laso laso. I think that he's hungry. Nimala is he's waiting for dinner. Okay, we do dedication. Okay.